The theme is starting. It's Hank.
Not necessarily.
The theme means we go.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
A Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, because the more you know, the more you can sound smarter at work today. But you know,
that's right.
We welcome our worldwide audience. How you doing, guys? Panning the camera and zooming in, because it's just me today. On our Hank Facebook Live. You can see that. You can see my hair. You cannot see Tim McGraw's hair anymore. There is. It's been all about what people are wearing. It's been about Miranda Lambert's skirt this week, Sydney Sweeney's jeans, and now Tim McGraw's shaved head. So, Tim McGraw photographed on his way to a music studio yesterday. Well, at least the pictures came out yesterday. Sporting a brand new look, completely shaved, bald, and had himself kind of a gray goatee, too. So, he's had back surgery and stuff like that. No word on why he shaved his head. Probably for an upcoming acting role. He looked cut. He looked good right there. Of course, Tim McGraw is going to be able to pull off the bald look. I fear the day that I might lose all of it, and I have to. It's going to be like a giant orb basketball just floating through Sundance Square when I do that. Couple of overnight news. Legendary Tejano country musician Flaco Jimenez has passed away at the age of 86. A legend in various genres of Mexican music. 86 years old, San Antonio native. Lifetime Grammy Award winner, Achievement Award winner, 7-decade career, Flaco Jimenez gone at 86. Also news coming that Justin Timberlake's been battling Lyme disease. That could be debilitating, but he pushed through this tour, which has had evidently not very good reviews. I haven't really looked up the Yelp Google reviews on the Justin Timberlake tour, but we have seen some reports that fans were disappointed. And this may very much be why. Governor DeSantis of Florida has declared today Hulk Hogan Day in Florida, brother. Orders all flags at half staff today. Of course, Hogan passing away at 71. They're in Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, long time Florida native there, Tampa Bay. In fact, his family, he was born in Augusta, Georgia, but Terry Bollea, his family moved down to Tampa at a very young age. So Hulk Hogan Day in Florida, or at my house every day. Also finding out the official cause of passing for Hulk, and it was a heart attack, but there was a bit of a surprise, and Hulk never disclosed this publicly, that he had been, not known for how long, fighting leukemia. So no word on when he was diagnosed, but Hulk had kept that silent all along. Also, in other wrestling news, as we go into SummerSlam, see what happens when Heather Lee's gone. It's your WWE report. We had wrestlers at the White House yesterday with Trump at the podium. So President Trump reintroduced the Sports and Fitness Council at the White House, including the presidential fitness test that I remember during the 80s and whatnot. I was like, if Reagan can do it, I can do it. So Triple H was up there with the Donald, and then he threw Chuck Schumer right into the front row.
MAGA!
New in theaters, it is finally here. Naked Gun, the reboot there with Liam Neeson there as the son of Frank Drebin, Leslie Nielsen's character. And, of course, Pamela Anderson plays the love interest. There's all sorts of cameos. And evidently, maybe a real romance or not, that Liam Neeson, you have to say it like that, and Pam Anderson are legitimately a thing. We'll see. Also, expected to do pretty well this weekend. Fantastic Four, which was number one last weekend, and the continuation of Superman. In sports, the NFL preseason games officially get underway next Thursday. Last night was the Hall of Fame game. I think Chargers won 34-7 over Detroit. Cowboys' first preseason game will be on Saturday, August 9th, against the L.A. Rams in L.A. And she's back. She'll be back on Sunday. Carrie Underwood singing the Sunday Night Football theme. And now this is her 12th year. She's performed it more years than anybody now, longer than when Faith Hill started it. They change the lyrics every week, though, and I don't know how they do that. Some jokes just write it themselves. CBS News analyzed the Jeffrey Epstein jailhouse footage, and they found a mysterious orange blob. E! News on the E! Network is ending after a 34-year run. So now when it comes to your entertainment news, we're it. That's pretty much, you're left with us.
KB and Heather Lee.
And then finally, a California woman set a Guinness World Record by filling her hair with 711 golf tees. Then you put the golf ball on. She put those in her hair. 711. Set a Guinness record. The record was the world's dumbest record.
92.1 Hank FM.